Your Worship, Frederick William Holmes was born on this street at number 23 on the 7th of September 1891. He was one of seven siblings and was baptized at the nearby St. Mary Magdalene Church. He joined the army in 1907 and served for 7 years before being placed on the reserve in July 1914. 2 weeks later, he was called up for active service at the outbreak of the Great War. At the time, he held the rank of Lance Corporal with the 2nd Battalion, the King's Own Yorkshire Light Infantry, and he was awarded his Victoria Cross for the highest gallantry at the Battle of Le Cateau on this day, the 26th of August, 1914. Your Worship, this was a short, sharp battle. It was fought after the British and French had retreated from the Battle of Mons and had set up defensive positions in a fighting withdrawal against the German advance at the town of Le Cateau-Cambrésis in the north of France. On the morning of August 26th, the Germans arrived and heavily attacked the British forces commanded by General Sir Horace Smith Dorion. For long hours, they held overwhelming numbers of the enemy at bay. They inflicted severe losses upon them. After extremely hazardous fighting in the morning and afternoon of that day, the order to retire was given. To carry this out, however, was a very dangerous business because each man had to run across the zone of land to safety under close fire of the enemy. When it came for the turn of Lance Corporal Holmes to escape, he noticed Bugler Woodcock lying close to the path with both of his legs broken at the knees. Without considering his own safety for one moment, Corporal Holmes of Bermondsey picked up the injured man and, giving him a fireman's lift, made off as quickly as he could. He finally came across some stretcher bearers in a small village about 2 miles from the trenches, and he handed over Bugler Woodcock to them. Frederick Holmes then ran back towards his previous lines, dodging German shells all of the time. When he arrived back, he came across a scene of carnage, where an unattended British 18-pounder gun with 6 horses was standing idle, surrounded by dead and dying artillerymen. On seeing him, one of the wounded men, a young trumpeter, asked Lance Corporal Holmes whether he could ride a horse, as the gun had to be got away and all the drivers were dead. Holmes placed the young trumpeter on one of the horses and mounted the leading horse himself. He then desperately urged his horses on to the gallop, and in his own words, "It is impossible to describe exactly what took place. All that I can picture is flying along the roads and making terrible patterns when turning corners, bumping over hedges and ditches, and hearing the noise the gun made every time it flopped down onto the road from the hedge sides. I have no idea how long this was, but it was almost dark when I looked back." After travelling about 3 miles, Lance Corporal Holmes and the gun found themselves finally out of the range of the German shelling, and they stopped at a stream to allow the horses to drink. By this time, our hero had no idea where he was, and it was not until the following evening that the horses finally brought him into the rear guard of a retiring artillery column. At first, an artillery major was suspicious, but after a while, Lance Corporal Holmes' story was verified, and he became an honored guest of the battery. Your Worship, it is because of these outstanding actions that our Bermondsey hero was honoured with the Victoria Cross and was one of its earliest recipients. It is for this same reason that I respectfully ask you, Your Worship, to unveil his commemorative paving stone as a permanent reminder of his selfless bravery. The paving stone is covered by the flag of his and our much-loved King's Own Yorkshire Light Infantry, with whom Frederick Holmes served at the time of his heroic deeds. The regimental motto is Sede Nullis, meaning yield to no one, a summary statement in itself of the service rendered by Frederick Holmes, VC. Your worship, I ask you to unveil this flag, to reveal the first paving stone of its kind in Southwark, in the place of the honorance birth, so that all who walk this way may realize, even if for a moment, that one has walked this path before, to whom we will always owe a debt of gratitude.